Lesson 50, To the Teacher, Organizing Lessons from General Conference Addresses, Young Women Manual 2. The words of living prophets are excellent resources for additional lessons. When you need additional lessons, select current conference addresses printed in the Ensign and international magazines. Preparing and presenting these lessons will give you opportunities to be directed by the Spirit in addressing specific needs of young women. Tell the young women in advance which addresses will be taught so they will be prepared for discussion. In developing these lessons, rely upon the teachings of general authorities, conference addresses, and the Scriptures. Follow the same procedures for preparing and presenting these lessons that you follow for the lessons in the manual. In addition, the following steps of preparation will be helpful. 1. Prayerfully decide what gospel principle or main idea is taught in the selected address. Outline 2 or 3 supporting ideas that contribute to the main idea. 2. Decide what you want to accomplish as a result of the lesson. For example, do you want to help the young women understand a principle, increase in faith, develop an attitude, or be motivated to change their behavior? 3. Organize the lesson materials. Locate additional scriptural references using the topical guide, the index to the triple combination, or the guide to the Scriptures. Ask the meeting house librarian for appropriate visuals. 4. Prepare questions about selected quotations and scriptures in the address. What do the quotations and scriptures mean? Liken them to the young women. See 1 Nephi chapter 19, verse 23. 5. Select teaching methods that involve class members and assign class members to participate. Refer to Teaching No Greater Call, item number 33043, for explanations of teaching methods. The following information may be useful when preparing a lesson from an address. Title of address, gospel principle or main idea, supporting ideas. 1. Introduce the gospel principle and supporting ideas. Write the gospel principle and supporting ideas on the chalkboard. Use an object lesson, story, picture, or thought-provoking question to introduce the lesson. 2. Present the body of the lesson. Locate and discuss scriptures within the talk and any additional scriptures to clarify the gospel principle. Discuss what the Lord and His prophets have said about the gospel principle. Ask questions about quotations from the talk. Relate stories and examples from the talk to illustrate the gospel principle. Discuss how living this principle can increase our faith and help us make righteous decisions and solve our problems. Ask questions and direct discussions that will help the young women to apply the gospel principle to their lives. Invite class members to share experiences, feelings, and testimonies about the topic you are discussing. Add your own feelings. 3. Conclude by summarizing what has been taught. Testify of the truthfulness of the gospel principle you have taught and its value in your life. End of Lesson 50, To the Teacher, Organizing Lessons from General Conference Addresses, from Young Women Manual 2.